Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hey there, Patriots. I'm so glad we got together tonight. I'm so glad that you could do this on Wednesday night. Yesterday, we had just had so much to do since we were coming back from our trip, and just a lot of things just bunched up. But I'm so glad that you are here tonight with me. I want to share with you some of the wonderful things that happened in D.C., some of the not so wonderful things that happened in D.C. And so you need to know the good and the bad and the ugly. We're also going to talk about this Ronald McDonald, and we're also going to talk about President Trump's clues that he's been giving to us. Pretty cool. So I'm so glad you're here. If you're new, I'm Melissa Redpill. My website is melissaredpill.com. We look at the current events in the light of God's word. This is biblical. This is biblical, what we're experiencing. What happened in D.C., the plan that is in place is the pattern that God's word, that the Lord has set up in his word, that we first read his word, just like we did a few weeks ago, and the largest live stream reading of the Bible in all of history, the biggest reading of God's word ever, and then you rededicate to the Lord, and we did. We were there. Whatever happened, we all were there with one purpose in mind, to rededicate our country to the Lord, just like in Joash's time and Josiah's time and Joshua's time and Asa and Nehemiah and Ezra. And then the next thing that happens, you didn't see my video, you got to go watch it, the one I did on Sunday the 17th, go back and see how the next thing that happens is judgment on the evildoers. The Baal worshipers go down. That's the pattern. I'm ready for that next step, aren't you guys? So I want you to see this. This is one of the beautiful songs that was sung right there, and then I'm going to show you more about what happened. Check it out. At that point, there weren't that many people in there, but it was beautiful music, and we could actually hear it some outside, and we were actually, you were watching it on RSBN. We were too. We were watching it on our phones, out just standing in line, and I'll get to that in just a second. That was kind of it was a little bit of a rodeo. I'm just going to say it was a lot of a rodeo, but the great news is everyone was so patient and kind and sweet and again, had one purpose in mind, and nothing was going to stop our purpose, which was there to to be there to honor the Lord and to rededicate our country. All right, so that was that's where we were. If I just want you to see get your vantage point in this, I want to make sure. Give me a thumbs up if everybody can see me and everything's the sound is good and everything's good. Just give me a thumbs up. Thank you for your help. Like I said, I did the whole video yesterday. I'm pre-recording it because I just had a lot going on and I was just going to upload it. As soon as I got finished, the whole screen was completely black. I'm like, no, you don't want to do this. So you'd be on here an hour and then you're like, oh, I didn't hear a word you said. All right. So where we are in this picture, we ended up sitting under one of these trees over here in the shade. So we were very, very thankful for that. If you remember the story of Jonah and how much he appreciated that, that shade tree, we were really loving that shade tree. But that is the old Smithsonian building right there. I'm going to show you that on a map here in a second. And if you look farther here, you'll see the U.S. Capitol here. That's going to be important because we right behind where everyone was, right behind the stage was the Asherah Pole Washington Monument. And that was not a coincidence. That was not on accident. So yeah, if you like to see this type of information, please go ahead and hit the like button right now. Make sure that you always share our information because I try to give you a lots and lots of great information as well as how this is biblical. That's the biggest picture of all. There's a lot of people giving great information, but what I do is I connect it to what is God's eternal plan that we're entering into 1,000 years of peace on earth. If you're not familiar with my bestseller book, it's End Times. It's the end times for them. And 1,000 years of peace for us. This is the book, End Times, and 1,000 years of peace. That's where we're headed. No more wars. Peace on earth. It's amazing. We're just so thankful to live in this day. All right, so the thing I wanted to show you is, again, this is my website right here, melissaredpill.com. You can find all our social media right there, so don't forget to do that. Before we start talking about really the details of what happened in Washington, D.C., I just want to show you one really a cool thing that Elon posted, and McDonald's posted this very strange image of Ronald McDonald wearing blue shoes. Did you guys see this? I posted this on the social media, and I thought, well, that was very, very strange that he was posting that. But I want you to listen right here at the 37-second mark of this video that Elon posted, and it says, activation code, Ronald McDonald. I just thought that was really strange, and you know, I'm ready for this, the whole thing to be active. A lot of things President Trump is saying makes me think it's imminent. I really do. I'm going to show you something at the end. It's going to be, you know, you're going to be like, oh, that was pretty cool. All right, so check this out. Ronald McDonald, and I'll play it a couple times so you can make sure to hear it. Activation word, Ronald McDonald. Did you hear that? I'm going to play it one more time. Hope that wasn't too loud for you. There you go. Of all things. Of all things, how random is that? And so yesterday, there's Ronald McDonald out here, sitting here like waiting, like people on a park bench, just waiting for the bus to get there. And he doesn't have his red shoes on. Now, in this picture, it looks kind of green, but he's, you know, normally wearing red shoes. Actually, in this video, I don't know why it's looking green, but they're blue shoes. And so we know the symbolism of the red shoes, getting rid of the red shoes, maybe. And yeah, and the clown is just waiting for to be arrested. I don't know. So you can tell me in the chat what you think is going on in this picture. I thought that was pretty cool. I'm waiting to see if I can get this in YouTube land. Give me the thumbs up if everything's good, because this is I'm just want to make sure everything's good. All right, I'm getting snake bit right from yesterday. All right, so I just wanted you to see that. And also, this is on the whitehouse.gov site. And I just want to make sure that you guys saw that. And I'll give you the link and Songbird. If you're here tonight, I will ask you to post that over on the YouTube also. But if you notice, it says on the weekend of Rededicate 250, a National Jubilee of Prayer, Praise, and Thanksgiving. They didn't have to use that word jubilee. That word jubilee is very biblical. It's a very important word. It's a time of when we celebrate the captives being released and the debts being canceled. That's what jubilee is about. You don't really use that word unless it's about that. And it's not just a big celebration. That the biblical meaning is the release of the captives and the captives being free and the debts being canceled. Now, so that's what we were up there to do because we all want that. And we also heard while we were up there that Tina Peters was going to be released on June 1. So very thankful for that. So there's just, it's just awful what has happened to her. What an amazing patriot. And we really adore her and appreciate everything that she has done to try to set the elections right. And really, to be honest, because of what she did and the price that she paid, we have the evidence of what they were doing. That's the problem. All these people who have been in these positions have, kept this information away from us so that we couldn't, find out what was going on behind the scenes. And that's been one of the, biggest problems. Imagine someone who is in on it, who's part of this this cabal force, and they end up doing all these things to us, whether it's putting things in the water or putting, bombs on the dams or doing, just a whole host of things to us, and that we didn't even know, affecting our financial system or, obviously election fraud. And we didn't even know it because they all kept mum's the word. And so I'm really thankful for Tina Peters and what she's done. So that's just the first of many, the first of many. So here is, okay, here we go. Let me tell you what happened with a wild deal, man. Get up there, and this isn't even the beginning of it. I'm gonna tell you the end before I tell you the beginning. Okay, so we are at the event for Rededicate 250. Okay. And the very moment I get there, every time we had a group of eight, and you can't get an Uber for eight. So we had to get always two the Ubers. And it never failed that we were always had to, wherever we were dropped off, it was so hard to find each other. I mean, literally everything we did was complicated. Literally nothing was easy. But again, we had people who were so sweet and kind and patient that it all worked out, and everybody was just wonderful. Of course, Team Melly, all of our wonderful Team Melly, they're wonderful. All right, so but look, as soon as I saw this, I'm like, what is going on? These people are looking at their phones. They aren't even expecting to move anytime soon. They've been standing here for a minute. They've been standing here for a hot minute. They're not expecting to move at all, right, Miss Jacobs? And it was just everybody's just waiting and waiting and waiting. And when we got there, we were had a big group, and we weren't actually trying to get there for the first thing. It opened at 10:30, but or maybe 10 o'clock, whatever. Our lunch should have been moving, but we're at 10:30, and we ended up waiting for 3 hours out in the sunshine. Have you ever been to an event where you waited for 3 hours standing out in the sunshine? Now, I understand if you try to go and you get there early so you can get in the head of the line. I understand that. But when the event is going on, the line moves. It did not move. It was just weird. And so they only had, I think at one point they only had like 6 lanes open, and then they opened 6 more. If I had been running it, I would have had like 100 lanes open, because do the math. How are you going to get thousands of people in there? It'll be, it takes hours when you have to, check their ticket and check their ID and go through their bag and scan them and all the things that they, the rigmarole. It's just going to take all this time. And I just have to say, I think it was intentional. So I'm just telling you right now, if you're going to be a part of any of the Freedom 250 events, I would just really encourage you to be prepared. And one of my friends told me that this does not make you very excited to go up and participate. And I'm, President Trump, if you're listening, I would fire these people who ran this thing. And they're running the whole Freedom 250. The whole thing is going to be a nightmare, and a very unfair nightmare. And oh, and by the way, I don't have a video of this. I wish I did. There was a lovely young woman. I think she had purple hair, and she came. She had a bullhorn, and she came along up and down the line. And the line went all the way back to the Washington Monument. I'll have to show you how far that is. It was like a mile and a half away. She came along every few minutes and would screech this hellish scream at us in this bullhorn. I wish I had an audio recording of it, because it was so horrible. It really was, wasn't it, girls? It was like, it was horrible. It was horrible. And we're all just standing there and having to listen to that. No one was saying, "Ma'am, this is unacceptable behavior." I mean, there was, I don't think that that's really allowed to just shriek and scream at people. And yeah, and it just went on and on and on and on and on and on and on. So there you go. Are you sorry you didn't come? Anyway, but on the other hand, while we were there, my sister had a really good idea. We had my parents there, and she said, "Why don't you guys sit under that tree?" So we made a little place right under that tree. We had brought blankets to sit on. Most of it was on, where you could sit on the ground during this event. And so we're sitting there, and there are different times when people would walk through, they were like, "Melissa Redpill, I got some of the tightest hugs in the world." I'll show you some pictures of some of the ones that we took pictures, and so that was really nice. And so one of the ladies who was sitting near us, who was sitting under the tree near us at the time, said, "What's going on? What is this book? What is this website that makes you everyone so happy?" And they wanted to be a part of the Freedom Force Battalion, right? So that was fun. All right, so I want you to see this pr at 8:30 in the morning. President Trump could tell that this thing was blowing up. I guess he could tell because he says, "I hope everybody at Rededicate 250 is having a good time. If there's anything I can do to help, just have our beautiful, both inside and out, Rachel CD, give me a call. I'm back from China, President DJT." So he, I don't remember him posting something quite like that where it's like, "Do I need to come over there and help? Do I need to come over there and help?" He's saying it kind of cute, how he's always being funny. But basically, guys, get it together. Get your act together and get the people in the in into the event. I think that's what he was saying. I think he had heard what a horror show it was of just having people stand out in the hot sunshine. And at one point, finally, after 3 hours, they started bringing people water. It was something else. It was just really something. And it's there's a verse that I was thinking of, and I'll read this. Actually, I'll go ahead and read this to you. There's a verse that says, "You've spent your years on earth in luxury, satisfying your every desire. You fatten yourselves for the day of slaughter. You've condemned and killed innocent people who do not resist you." You remember that verse from James? This is James chapter 5, verse 5, I think it is. We are just there, kind-hearted people, just wanting to go in and worship the Lord and rededicate to the Lord and pray and join together to have our country back. And there are those who are in the swamp. And the swamp is still swampy. And this is who President Trump is fighting daily, constantly. This is what he's up against. People who constantly resist everything. And they've condemned and killed innocent people. Now, obviously, we didn't get killed. But it's just this constant, aggravation and resisting and stifling and stopping the way of people of what you're trying to do. And this is just one of the event things that happened this weekend. This was a concerted effort, in my strong opinion. There was too many things that happened that were weird that make you think this had to be a concerted effort. And again, you go back to these people who are these Masons. They are told, "Okay, you are the ones who are going to stop the metro so that instead of a trip being 20 minutes long, it's going to be 2 hours long." Seriously, where we were going from near, we were staying near the airport, it was a trip that would have taken 20 minutes, takes 2 hours. You can't tell me that that was not planned, that was specifically to, and it was going to be fine on Monday. Okay, hello, come on. That was just a conspiracy, right? So yeah, and we basically don't resist. We just go along. They know that we will go along, and so they always are finding a way to try to stop us from doing something good. Because I'm telling you something, they know the power of prayer. They know the power of us rededicating our country to the Lord, and they don't want us to do that. They don't want us to do that, and they want to stifle up the way. They know how powerful it is, and they're afraid of us. They really are. They're afraid of the Lord. They're afraid of the power of prayer. And they know that nothing can stop what is coming. They can't stop the Lord. So there you go. That was a one verse I thought of. And I also thought of this passage. Remember when Peter was out talking with those who had killed the Lord, and they're out listening to him on the day when, on Pentecost. This is actually on Pentecost. And he's called them out. Peter, no. Was this Stephen? I'm sorry, this is Stephen. He says, was this Peter or Stephen? Anyway, whoever it was, he says, "You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit. As your fathers did, so do you." This is anybody in their right mind, any one of you who is running this thing, would have said, we cannot have these people standing out here for 3 hours. They have come here to all, from all over the country so that they can be a part of this event. And we're having them stand out here for 3 hours. No one in their right mind would run an operation like that unless it was on purpose. And it's a resisting of the Holy Spirit. They were always looking for a way to resist the Holy Spirit or resist, you know, what President Trump is trying to do to set our country right. All right. So, you know, do I sound complaining? I'm not really complaining. I'm just saying this was what happened. And I'm telling you, this is the swamp that President Trump is up against. And so this is who the same types of people, just he says, as your fathers did, it's generation after generation after generation. They are always doing that. So here's kind of an idea where we were. So the event took place right here on this little green patch. And I will say this was really fun. I've been there many times before, and the green areas in the city in Washington, D.C., this is called the National Mall. There's no stores in the mall. It's not that kind of mall. It's a green space. It's for people to be able to go out and play. And really, a lot of times people are out there playing. But it's always had like big brown patches of bald patches because they just use cheap grass. But President Trump, of course, uses his golf course grass, and it's really nice and fluffy. I think it's Zoysia. It's really nice and fluffy, and you don't really cut it short. You don't have to cut it that often, and it's nice and full and fluffy, and it was very soft and nice to sit on. So, and people, you know, love to play on it, and so it's beautiful, and it's low maintenance, and it's the way someone who's smart knows how to run things, right? All right, so we're right here. You see that kind of a building with a like an orange clay roof. That is the original Smithsonian building. Now all these Smithsonians are over here. I would not recommend them. They're all propaganda. I wouldn't recommend going into them. My Colleen Anon went into the one because they were just waiting in line so long. She said, might as well go in the Smithsonian and see what it is. And she immediately knew it was just a bunch of baloney. But anyway, so that's what that is. And then if you look, I think it's on this one right here, you'll see there's like a gold dome on this building right here. Let's see, that one, maybe it's this one. Anyway, so we were actually on, you know, right, we lined up right here, and the line went all the way back to the Washington Monument. Is that outrageous? And they had these free and clear. They could have had stalls here, you know, to guide people through it, but you know, they wanted to make it where maybe if you weren't in, that maybe you would just say, give it up, forget it, just don't even worry about it, just let's go home, and you know, let's just call it a day, go get drinks or whatever, and or put yourself in danger. You're like, I'm standing out here. They weren't doing it to protect the people, because you know, we were out there sitting ducks if somebody was going to come try to do something bad. This is the kind of thing that is, like I said, President Trump is up against. So I wanted you to see that. This is the guy who's heading it up. His name is CEO Keith Crack. There you go. Keith Crack. KK. There you go. KK is running the thing. That's all you need to know. Keith Crack is running this nonprofit public private initiative tied to the White House Task Force 250 with CEO Keith Crack organizing the event. And I'm just saying, you did a terrible job, Keith Crack. And I don't even know what is up with that last name. I've never met someone whose last name is Crack. Either way, that's who's running it. And so, yeah, I don't think that they need to run any more of these events. I don't think so, because they're just, you know, did not do a very good job at all. Can you tell? I was not impressed. All right, so then this is the view that you would have if you're, you know, looking toward the event. It's with the Washington Monument in the background. And not only that, of course, I'm seeing the symbolism. Most people are not going to see this symbolism. I don't know. I key in on it. And I know I'm not impressed by the Washington Monument because it's an Asherah pole. It's a, you know, obelisk that they have set up all over the world as their phallic symbol. And so it's not only that one, but it's also really six more. If you notice, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's like, okay, I'm just going to say this. It's like F you times 7 to the Christians. That's their message. And most Christians don't even get it. But they are sending that message loud and clear, whether people get it or not. So yeah, that's that whole thing. But again, despite all of that, we met all these wonderful patriots. Hey, everybody, I'm so glad that we got to meet, and I just love it. I'm so glad I just thought I was going to be able to breathe because people hugged me so tight. Thank you for all the tight hugs. I loved it. I loved it. Loved it. I'm so glad that we got to see each other. This was a wonderful opportunity for us to see each other. And so this was great. It was so funny. Like this one right here. I think Dita is her name. She was staring at me and I'm like, I think she knows me. I think she thinks she knows me, but she kept looking at me. And finally she said, you know, got up the courage to say, "Are you Melissa Redpill?" I'm like, "Yes, I am." So that was funny. So here we are sitting under this tree. And it was, I got to tell you something super cool that happened. So I'm sitting there and this man comes up with a microphone and he's saying, "Oh, I want to interview you." He had no idea. He had no idea what he was getting himself in for. What did he? My mom did great. She's great. Thanks, H. Clay. My mom did great in the heat. Of course, we were under this shade, and she was under this shade tree this whole time in the soft green. You see the zoysia grass, how fluffy and soft it is. So she did great. And also, when we got in, we were under a tree, too. So the Lord provided a place for us. I'll show you that picture in a second. But, yeah, so we're sitting there, and we're visiting, and this man comes up, and he says he wanted to interview us. He asked a really interesting question about blue laws. And to be honest, I really have not researched enough about blue laws to be able to speak about it intelligently. But I just did say that I think it would be a good idea for us to have this as a public conversation for us to hammer out all the details. But I really didn't have enough information to be able to, you know, speak on it that day. But I did have some information to share about end times. And so I wanted to share with you what he was. Okay, I'll show you the more Patriots in a second. But I want to tell you about that story, because that was. Isn't that interesting? Yeah, so it was great to meet. And so he'll be doing a video of that event. And so hopefully we'll get a clip of that and be able to share that on the social media. Yeah, there's my mom and there's Papa George. And we're just hanging out. Our wonderful family walked all the way. And our team Melly went walking far, far away so they could go through the line and go do all that. So, hey there, Patriots. I'm so glad to have seen you at the event. It was awesome. And then here is where we finally got in. Like I said, you can see that I posted it at 12:41, but it was 1:41 that time there. And our car was supposed, was it 12:40? Whatever it was, the car was supposed to come get us at 2 o'clock. Either was it was 3 hours. So we're finally there, and you can see we're in like a little shady spot. So that was great. And we were having a great time just being together. It's, you know, it really depends on your attitude. If you can make it into something great or something very horrible, and it doesn't really even matter where you are or what's going on. You can make it great or bad. And we had the greatest people in the world. All Team Melon people are the greatest ones in the whole wide world. All right. So I want you to see that. Here's the website, freedom250.org. So if you're going to, I'll put this over in the link. If you are going to go to one of these events, I just would be prayed up and be prepared that it very likely could be a rodeo, especially if Keith Crack is running it. And I pray that President Trump will fire him, because he does not deserve to run an event if he can't do better than that. I'm just, you know, that if somebody thinks I'm mean, I don't think I'm mean. President Trump is the one who loves to fire people who are incompetent, and he's either incompetent or it was on purpose. And I don't know which, and I really don't even care. It just, he needs to do better. And I don't think deserves another chance to do that to people. So, okay. So when the event started, which we didn't get to see, a lot of this was already, you know, well into it by the time we got in there, but President Trump played his same video that he played at the Bible reading at the Bible reading event. Okay. Did I say that right? President Trump didn't appear in person. He played the scripture reading that he had pre-recorded and used at the Bible reading event for the Bible Museum, whatever, 3 weeks before. Okay. And so this is the famous passage that you all know so well, that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven, will forgive their sin and heal their land. Right. So here is what, you know, President Trump shared, and it was amazing. Now, I would, if I had been there leading the event, which they didn't ask me to, but if I was, I would have said, you know what? Just like my video that I played on this, prepared for you guys for Sunday morning on this amazing rededication day, we are doing this exactly like our forefathers, Josiah and Joshua and Nehemiah and Ezra and Asa, very much exactly like that. We have already done the first step, which was to read the word, and then we are rededicating and doing something very similar to what President Trump says right here. And it's very intense what he read, very intense. And I would have probably been more intense, you know, but not, but not making it out to be that the Christians who are here, who have repented and are walking with the Lord and praying to the Lord, that they're the ones at fault. No, it's that we, yes, we humble ourselves and pray and we turn from our wicked ways, but also that we recognize that there are evildoers in our country that have to be rooted out and removed, just like in Josiah's day, just like in Joshua's day, just like in those days that they rooted out the Baal worships, they rooted out the Asherah poles, they removed them, and remember that on Sunday's video, executed the Baal priests, right? So this, you know, I really would like for the church to do it like God's word says, which is to not call us the evildoers, because we are not. We're the ones who've repented. We're the ones who are walking with the Lord. We want them to say, okay, there are those who have been doing evil, who've been pulling our country down, like Ahab and a Jezebel, pulling our country down into evil, and they must be removed from positions of authority and cast out and prosecuted to the full extent of the law. That's what I wish. I did not hear any of that, but I will play you what President Trump had to say.
According to all that I have commanded you, and shall observe my statutes and my judgments, then will I establish the throne of my kingdom according to, as I have covenanted with David your father, saying there shall not fail you as a man to be ruler in Israel. But if you turn away and forsake my statutes and my commandments, which I have set before you, and shall go and serve other gods and worship them, then will I pluck them up from the roots out of my land, which I have given them, and this house, which I have sanctified for my name, will I cast out of my sight, and will make it to be a proverb and a byword among nations. And this house, which is high, shall be an astonishment to every one that passes by it, so that he shall say, why has the Lord done thus to this land and to this house? And it shall be answered, because they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, and laid hold on other gods, and worshiped them and served them. Therefore has he brought all this evil upon them.
There you go. That's the kind of thing that I really think needed to be said. And, you know, that it's about casting, you know, the destruction that comes upon us if there's evil going on in our land. And this is the thing that some people, oh, well, live and let live. And you can just let, you know, someone do whatever they please. The problem with that is that we bear the consequences of their actions too. And when evil takes over, then it goes, it's not just what happened to us on Sunday. That's just the beginning of it. It ends with the trafficking of children. And this is what we cannot abide. We cannot abide the evildoers running things, because the evil takes over and the evildoers get away scot-free and the righteous are punished. It is everything is upside down world. And so, you know, that's why we have to ensure that our country is being run properly. And I didn't hear none of that. Didn't hear none of that. Maybe it was talked about, but I did not hear it. Okay. So, yeah, I wanted to say one other thing. When this picture right here was this one right here. There was, we did have a prayer that was from Billy Graham that was probably more like that, you know, that theme, and about really turning to the Lord in repentance. And so it was a lot of beautiful music, and I wouldn't disagree with any of the things that were done, but I would just say, you know, I think that what President Trump said was really more on the biblical standpoint of what we're talking about as far as rededicating and getting our country right where the evildoers are cast out. Now, there was a rabbi who came up, and I think his number one reason for being up there was to decry the evils of anti-Semitism. Okay, and that basically just whatever these people want to do, you have to accept it no matter what. And so that was, you know, again, I felt there was got some propaganda going on. All in all, though, whatever it is, we were there to rededicate to the Lord. I said that. I said it again. Now, I want to give you guys an idea. You know, when you were looking, remember that, you know, I was showing you this map, and you can see the how this all rolls together. Okay, so if you scroll down a little farther past the Washington Monument, you keep going, and there's the reflecting pool. In this picture, it's green, and it's filled with all kinds of things. But right now it's actually cleaned out, and it is, when we were there, it was like 4/5 painted American flag blue. And then if you look a little farther, then you'll see this Lincoln Memorial right here. So yeah, so then if you go keep going all this other way, you'll see at the very other end, you'll see the U.S. Capitol. If you go actually back to the Washington Monument and you head straight north, you will be at the White House. It's kind of a little walk. And yeah, President Trump has been talking about all these water fountains that he has put in place. And we went to the Lafayette Square. They're still working on the beautiful fountains there. President Trump said he's gotten most of the water fountains working, or they're in process of being repaired. So this is so much like, I think it's Zechariah 13, where it says there'll be a fountain of cleansing in this day. The fountains are being opened. It's symbolic for the cleansing that is going to take place. This is a very, very symbolic. They did not want the fountains. It's a beautiful picture of the cleansing of the swamp, and they wanted it swampy. And that's exactly why they did that. You know, of course, that was why it was so dumb that girl asked that question. Why would you want to do that? It's because we desperately need to drain the swamp. We need to cleanse this town. And she doesn't get it, right? She's just a tool of the cabal, because she's a mouthpiece for the mainstream media. But yeah, there's the White House right there. And then there's the ellipse. That's where we were January 6th. Our wonderful, amazing, amazing patriots were there right on the on that day. And then we walked down the Pennsylvania Avenue and we went all the way to the White House. I'm sorry, to the Capitol. Said that wrong. Anyway, so I just want you to see that. And then you can also see several of the ladies who were there had never been to the Lincoln Memorial, or D.C. really, at all, and just had seen it on TV. And might be you're in the same boat. You haven't maybe ever been up there. It's a lot of effort. It is. It's a lot of effort. And, you know, you have to spend money to do it and all that. And who has, you know, a lot of people don't have time for all that. But I'm very thankful that we got to go. And so I wanted to show them. This is, of course, Lincoln, who is sitting on this beautiful chair. And he's looking out toward the Washington Monument, that Asherah pole, which he stopped from being built during the Civil War. If you look halfway up the Asherah pole, you will see that the color of the stone had changed because they started and they finished building it after the Civil War, after he was dead, after they killed him. So there you see this Washington Monument in the distance, and it kind of, you get an idea, you know, how far it is. It's really far to walk, and so you can really walk your legs completely off. And so you notice there the reflecting pool is very beautiful blue, about, what do you say, 4/5, something like that. And so I moved over to the side so you could see, there's a little bit better picture. And you'll see even farther in the distance, right here, this one right here at the end of the reflecting pool, that is the World War II monument, basically. And it's got 50 reeds encircling the memorial to the World War II soldiers. And so then you'll see, of course, the Washington Monument. And then on past that was where we had this event set up. And then way in the distance, you'll see that is the U.S. Capitol back there. Okay. And so you'll see about where this gold dome building is. That's about where we were entering into the event. And you can see how far people had to line up, like halfway across town, to be able to go to this event. You cannot tell me that's normal. You cannot tell me that's normal. That is not normal. And so, okay, the other thing that happened. Okay, y'all ready for this? This is a wild one. And this ain't even the wildest one yet. Just buckle up, because this was a wild weekend. It was, everything we did was a rodeo. Okay, so here's the metro. And so I personally am not crazy about riding the metro. It's not as clean as I like. I like to be able to just go and get in a car and get there. I'm used to that in my world. I have a car, I go from point A to point B, and I get there. And so when you do the metro, you're going underground. I feel like kind of a little rat, and or whatever. I don't know. Just, it just doesn't feel right to me. I'm sorry. That's just not my thing. I'm sure the people who there, everyone who's there loves it. I'm not really big on tunnels. Tunnels have a lot of meaning for me that I don't really like. And so I'm not really crazy about them. But I understand why they're using them. And I'm sure it's a great way for them to move people around. But we ended up, I say ended up staying over here near the airport. Okay, there's Reagan Airport right there. And so we were ending up staying kind of at the end of the yellow line. And so normally this trip into where we were going would have taken 20 minutes. And now this was another day when we were going to actually the Arlington Cemetery. But either way, it would take 20 minutes. It took 2 hours. Because what they did was they stopped us just after the Reagan, just the next one, the Pentagon City, and they stopped us and they said, "Oh, you're going to have to take a bus ride, and then go to get to the next place to get on the metro." And they know so many people are coming into town and have just jumped off the airplane and they're trying to get to this event, and they have this to make their event where you can't even get there in time. You can't tell me that's normal. That's not normal. That was not normal. Again, I go back to the people who are the resistors. They have people who can resist in all the ones who are heading up the metro, the people who are heading up this event, the people who are heading up just a host of things that they make it where it's impossible to get where you're trying to get to. And it makes it hard. It really, everything was 10 times harder than it really should have been. But yeah, so that happened. So whenever we were trying to go back, and so then it was something else. And y'all ready for this one? This is the thing that first happened. We get to this place that I had rented months ago because I said, "Team Melly, you guys do so much for the Freedom Force Battalion. I want to treat you. I want you to have a nice, relaxing weekend. And I want you to go with me to rededicate our country to the Lord." And yeah, I promise everybody on the Freedom Force Battalion, my wonderful Team Melly, if you, because they do so much to make sure everything's posted and just moderating the channels and setting, and help me with the website. They just do so much. I said, if I ever take you to another relaxing weekend, I promise it will be nice and relaxing. I promise. Anyway, so we were staying way over here. The first place we were going to stay, it was over here, going down this blue line. We get there. You're not going to believe this. You're going to say, "Melissa, you've got to be kidding me. Not all these things happened on weekend." Yeah, they did. And we get there and everybody's there and we're all having fun. And my wonderful sister makes this wonderful meal for us. And I went up to see, you know, make sure that where my room was going to be, it was like way up on the fourth floor. And so, because everything goes up in here in all these buildings. And we had a group of eight. I said, "Let me go up there and just check it out." And I went and I was trying to wash my hands and the water wouldn't turn on. The water wouldn't run. There's no water. Beautiful place, no water. What are we going to do? It's 7 o'clock. What are we going to do? I just was like, okay, you always have to come up with a plan B. And I am the plan B girl. I always come up with a way to make it work, right? Usually. But I was like, what are we going to do? Well, our wonderful Anon Lisa had contacted another beautiful, amazing Anon Donna. We had the most wonderful people in the FFB. Did I say that already? We really, really do. And so the wonderful Anon Donna had brought wonderful Anon Lisa over to a place where we were because she had flown in a little bit earlier. And so she had time to go and visit with her friend, our friend. And when Donna heard that, guess what she said? She said, "Just come to my house." Can you imagine? She said, invited 8 people to her house. Without even taking a breath, she just come to my house. I'm like, who has a house big enough to have 8 people? And so she has a really big house. Her kids are often grown, and she had enough room for everyone. And we crashed on her house at her house for 3 days. Have you ever heard of anything such as this? I'm telling you, this is what's so wonderful is that the Lord makes a way. He always makes a way. And the biggest thing is for us to just trust him in all circumstances, right? And give thanks to him in all circumstances. 1 Thessalonians, 5:17, is that what it is? We just give thanks to him in all circumstances. And that's everyone had just the most superb, wonderful, lovely attitude. And it made it just like heaven. Being around the people who love the Lord is just like heaven. So there you go. That was our weekend. That was our weekend, and I know many of you were praying for us, and I thank you for that, because the Lord heard your prayers, and it all worked out. We were safe, and we had a wonderful time, but I would just say, one more thing. The day before I go, I'd like to drink coconut water, and I had left some coconut water sitting out, and I realized, I went to take a swig of it, and I realized as soon as I took a swig, I'm like, uh-oh, that's not good. It has gone bad. So I'm like, oh no. So then what I did, I'm going to show you this. I was like, oh dear, I've got to get busy. I took a swig of this and now I can tell I'm going to get a tickle. And I'm going on a trip. I don't have time for it to get a tickle. I do not have time to get sick. So I said, okay, I've got to jump on this with both feet immediately. And so I ended up doing the CD. If you're not familiar with that, go watch the videos on freedomforce.live/CD. Go and watch that because I did the mouthwash and the snoot spray. This is a ticket. Write this down. This is amazing. This is what I did because that gets rid of that bacteria that I had drunk. This is some kind of yucky whatever. And I had, and I spit it out as soon as I put it in my mouth. I spit it out, but it was too late. And so I immediately put in the gargled with the CD mouthwash, and then I put the snoot spray up my nose. Okay, and then what happens is because Heather has been teaching us about replacing the bad bacteria with good bacteria, right? She's been teaching us about that. I said, let me do this. Let me chase it with the probiotic. So I did the mouth rinse of the P2, which is on freedomforce.live/P2. I'm so glad I had this right there handy. And I also get a load of this. Y'all listening? I took it and I put it in a spray bottle. I had an extra nose spray bottle. And I, as soon as I, after I did the CD, I followed it with the probiotics and I got over that cold so quick. I mean, like that. Because normally, if you, even if you fight so hard, you get a cold and it lasts for a week, right? Not this one. This was amazing. This is my ticket. I will never have a cold again because I kept replacing the bad bacteria that was doubling. You know how it goes so fast. It just, becomes crazy. The histamines go crazy. I was replacing the bad bacteria with the good bacteria. Just like it says here, they're 10 to 1. You have to have 10 good bacteria, probiotic bacteria, for every one bad bacteria. And so you can read more about this on freedomforce.live/P2. Here are all the things. I do this all throughout my house. This removes that biofilm. Amazing. Read about that. It's just, I'm not going to go into it right now, but so amazing. Heather is so smart. I want everybody to be using this in the hospitals, everywhere. But this is where it's the body care, the mouthwash, the face and hand washer, the washer for your washing machine, the asthma, the spray for your air to make sure you've got good bacteria in your air that overwhelms the bad bacteria, even for your pets and their water and for itching and all that. It's amazing. So definitely check it out. I'm going to pop this link over here because I think a lot of you have the CD already, but you don't maybe have that. And so this one actually, and I'm going to say this super quick. There's one on here that's a wound care. And so we were talking to our friend about that because most people put on wounds, they put things like Aquaphor and this gel, and it actually slows down the healing. And this makes the healing go so quick and no scarring. So definitely check into the wound care. Let me see this one right here. Okay, this one. Hang on, sorry, I'm just, okay. This one, this wound care. This one right here. I really like the CD also, but I chase it with the P2 healing. Okay, does that make sense? I hope that's making sense. Give me a thumbs up if that makes sense. This is the Pro Heal wound healer. Okay, I first do the remove all the bacteria and then I replace it with good bacteria and it heals so quick. Like I said, no scarring because yeah, this is where we're going in the golden age. No more being sick, no more sickness. That's where we're headed. Very exciting, and I just feel like I've got finally the ticket. I got the ticket to be well all the time. All right, so now President Trump has been giving us a lot of very fun clues. Look at this one. It was the calm before the storm. There you go. He posted that. Isn't that great? Make America great again. I love that. Of course, that's from November 2nd, 2017, the calm before the storm. Look at that. President Trump has given us so many clues. Isn't that fun? I'm so happy to see all this. So, I don't know when, but he's just saying, hang on there, hang in there, hang on tight. So here he does this ba 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 boom. Check it out.
Okay, we have it in our sight. Fire, boom.
I love it. I love it. Boom, boom. I love that. Thank you, President Trump. And then look at this. He is aging in reverse. He is aging in reverse. I love it. And we will too. I'm telling you, whether it's your, whatever it is that is your malady, whether it's your gut, whether, and that's why I really do like the probiotics too. They also have the for your gut health, whether it's whatever it is, you name it, your pain, go to prescribinglife.com. Whatever your issue is, we're going to have our health back and we're going to age in reverse. Remember that passage from, I want to say, Jubilees 23:26. It says the people will, their lives will begin to extend until they reach 1,000 years. This is what President Trump is doing. You know what? I'm gonna try to pull that up real quick. It's in the book, The Golden Age. I have that book in that verse in The Golden Age. Let me see if I can find this super quick because I was looking at this earlier today. Then the book of Jubilees, and let me see if I can find. It's actually Jasher. It's actually Jasher. Hang on, real quick. I know I didn't intend to do this, but I'm gonna do it because I just love it, and I want you to be encouraged on this. Look at the verse. Would you go? I'm gonna give you this sacredtexts.com. Okay, right there. I'm gonna pop this in there so you can look at this too. Chapter 23, verse 26. Okay, it says, hang on, let me see if I can find the right way, like right place. That's not the one. Okay, hold on. I'm going to find this one super quick. Hang on, everybody. Just please stand by because I've just, now that I've said this, I really want to show this to you. Here is, I just sent this to our wonderful friend. I'm going to read it to you. I think I have it. Okay, Jubilees 23:26. Okay, I was right the first time. I should trust myself. Here it is. In those days, the children will begin to study the laws and to seek the commandments and to return to the path of righteousness. And righteousness is doing things right. Doing it right. Doing it God's way, right? That's what righteousness is. It's not like standing there being all like holy or whatever. And holy is good. It's just not what the way they've made it look like. Anyway, they will return to the path of doing what is right. And the days will begin to grow many and increase amongst the children of men till their days draw nigh to 1,000 years and to a greater number of years than before was the number of the days. And there will be no old man, nor one who is not satisfied with his days, for all will be as children and youths. Like President Trump aging in reverse. Yeah, that's not the passage right there. That's not the one right there. I've got the wrong one. Let me see if I can pull this one up. Here we go. Yeah, they'll be like children and youths. There it is right there. In those days, the children begin to study the laws, seek the commandments, to return to the paths of righteousness, and the days will begin to grow many and increase amongst the children of men till their days draw nigh to 1,000 years and to a greater number of years than before was the number of the days. And there will be no old man, nor one who is not satisfied with his days, for all will be as children and youths. You will skip like a calf out of the stall. And their all their days, they will live in a complete and live in peace and joy. How about that? And there will be no Satan nor any evil destroyer, for all their days will be days of blessing and healing. And at that time, the Lord will heal his servants, and they will rise up and see great peace and drive out their adversaries. That's where we are, everybody. End times are 1,000 years of peace and health and wealth. And the righteous will see and be thankful and rejoice with joy forevermore. That's in this book here, The Golden Age of Health. Because it's got so, we get the golden age of peace, the golden age of justice, the golden age of all the wonderful things that are happening in the golden age that the Lord has promised. I wanted you to see that before we move on to the next thing. All right, so there's our wonderful president aging in reverse, just like we will. Okay, here he is talking about treason a lot. Have you noticed how much President Trump is? Yes, it is an amazing time to be alive, MS List. This is, we are so blessed to live in this day. You must stay alive. Isn't that from a movie? Stay alive. I will find you. We must stay alive and until we can see his kingdom come. I'm telling you, when I got sick, I'm like, Lord, I know you're going to let me see the kingdom. I've been talking about the kingdom too much. You've got to let me see it. I've got to see your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And then you can take me once I see it. I feel like that lady Anna in the temple who saw the Lord Jesus as a baby. She's like, okay, now I can die in peace because I've seen the Lord come. All right, so here is Jesus is talking about the word treason a lot, and he's talking to these people because they're media puppets, and he's saying you cannot, this is treason what you're doing, because you just do what you're told. Check it out.
you know, your editors tell you what to write, then, and you write it, you should be ashamed of it.
Oh, I like that. I got to return it.
You and the New York Times and CNN, I would say, are the worst.
Your editors tell you what to write, then you should be ashamed of it.
When you write like they're doing well militarily and they have no Navy, no Air Force, no anti-anything. By the way, we knocked out 85% of their manufacturing for pistols. We knocked out everything. We haven't knocked out other than one bridge, and we did because they misbehaved. But we have bridges we could knock out. We could knock out their bridges and their electrical capacity within 2 days. We could knock out the whole thing. And then I read the New York Times, and they act like they're doing well. Everybody does, and that's why your subscribers are way down. You know, the Times subscribers are way down because it's fake.
I love it. Now, did you guys hear him say that your editors tell you what to write? Right. And that's why you're here, I think, because you know that nobody's telling me what to write. We're here sharing the truth, and it doesn't really matter if somebody likes it or not, because this is what we know is the truth. And so I'm very thankful that I'm free to tell you the truth, and nobody can tell me to not say it, because we're not, you know, that's why that no one wants to listen to these people anymore, because they're all a mouthpiece of the cabal. All right. So if you want to know more about how all these books, here are my books over on Amazon, and you can actually listen to the audiobook over on my website, melissaredpill.com. So here are the books. I'll just type those in, put it in the chat. And if you guys can put it over on the YouTube chat also, I would appreciate it. Now I'm back to, so here in this book here, The End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace, I go into the decode of the book of Revelation, right? And so the man, remember I was telling you, I was going to tell you later on that the man interviewed us when I'm sitting there under that tree with my mom. And so I stood up and I'm telling him all of these things he asked me questions about the book of Revelation. And this was one of his first questions, was about the Revelation 13, he asked me about the beast. Now, it's funny because I have people ask me about the mark of the beast. They ask me about 666. They ask me about different things, but they don't really normally ask me about the first beast that much. And so he was saying, he said, well, who do you say the first beast is? And I said, it is a international criminal network called the New World Order, the globalist cabal. Basically, in the Bible, it's called the Antichrist. That is the first beast. There's two columns. There's the church and the state. And so this is the two beasts in the book of Revelation, is you've got the state, which is infiltrated by these criminals, and they're used for all this evil. And that's the first beast that runs with this iron teeth and all that. And then farther on down, you'll see where it talks about the beast out of the earth. That is the one that helps them. This is the religious institutions that have been infiltrated and taken over. So these are the two beasts. Instead of using these, just like the two columns in Revelation 11, instead of the church and the state being used for good, they're being used for evil. And so he just kind of gave me a crazy look. You know, it was just different from what he had imagined. And he'd never heard anyone say that. And so that's where my view on Revelation is different from those, the mainstream teaching. And they've led us astray. The ones who are at the top, they know it's the cabal. They know they're the Antichrist. They know that this international mafia crime ring is the Antichrist, and they worship Satan. They know that. But they have fed the churches and the teachings on Revelation to often a tangent, often in the wrong direction. Of course they would. Of course. And so he was saying, oh, this is the papacy. And I just said, as nicely as I could, I said, it's bigger than that. The papacy is, of course, the Catholic Church has been infiltrated. So have all the religious institutions. Every flavor and every kind, every sect of every religion has been infiltrated. And so, but it's bigger than that. The religious institutions are just one of the ways that the criminal cabal destroys humanity. They do it through the financial system. They do it through all the wars. They do it through all the courts. They do it through all the entertainment. They do it through, religion. Like the seven mountains. They use these things to control humanity. Okay, so I don't know if he ever really thought more about what I said, but clearly this beast is the New World Order. And I'll read just a little snippet to you. I saw a beast rising up out of the sea. It had 7 heads and 10 horns, with 10 crowns on its horns, and written on each head were names that blasphemed God. This beast looked like a leopard, but it had the feet of a bear, the mouth of a lion. The dragon gave the beast his own power and a throne and great authority. Of course, right there, the dragon is representing Satan. These people have satanic power. And he was looking at it as if it was the, you know, the papacy. And I just said, that's just too simplistic. That's too it's too small. You have to think bigger. You know, worldwide evil, whether in across all religions, across all organizations, is corporations, you know, government institutions, everything. It's all, you know, this they control all of it. Anyway, if you remember in Daniel, they had the vision of these four beasts. Well, this is like a conglomeration. That final beast in Daniel chapter 7 is a conglomeration of these. They're just so, it's just evil morphed into this horrible, horrible monster. I saw that one of the heads of the beast seemed wounded beyond recovery, but the fatal wound was healed. The whole world marveled at this miracle and gave allegiance to the beast. And I've talked about this. I really do believe that that was that, you know, we realized during World War II, not everyone awakened, of course, but that this beast was taking over, and they tried to stop it with a huge world war. As President Trump even said today, the World War II was very different. Interesting that he said that. Stopped me in my tracks a little bit. But, that you know, understanding, because it was a shorter war than most. And the many of these wars are like 20 years, 30 years, 12 years, 7 years. This was just 4 years. As devastating as it was a moment when the cabal could have been crushed, but they weren't. Their fatal wound that should have destroyed them was healed. And they then proliferated through Operation Paperclip and Operation Mockingbird and all these different ways to go into every country in the world. This was the miracle, the marvel at how could they turn what was sure destruction and turn it into proliferation where they went everywhere, right? Okay, so that's really what it's talking about. They worship the dragon for giving the beast such power, and they also worship the beast who's as great as the beast who's able to fight against him. And that's exactly what we've been up against, this horrible monster that is infiltrated every organization. Every city has these groups, these secret societies in them that control what's going on in your city council and your school board. It's they're everywhere, and so this is really what it was talking about. So that was the first question that he had for me, and so you know me, I'm like, okay, let me tell you more. And so it was a really nice conversation, but I thought that was kind of a nice little interesting thing that the Lord worked out. Again, as we pray, the Lord goes before us, and he has these unexpected things that happen, and we just need to always step right into them, and when he opens that door, right? So, yeah, again, this is the book that I talk about this in the book, End Times in 1,000 Years of Peace, and you can go on my website, freedomforce.live, and you can, or Melissa Red Pill. I know it's just two different ways you can get there. Either way, melissaredpill.com, whichever one you remember. And when you go there, you can see End Times Truth right here, and you can watch, learn more about that right there. Okay, more about the end times right there. I mean, read a little section of the book if you'd like to. You can also, like I said, on that page, get the audiobooks right here and listen to me read the book to you. All right, so I want you to see that. And this is, okay, three more things that President Trump has said that I think are pretty cool. He talked about, you're going to see a lot of amazing things over the next 3 years. You're going to end up saying he's the greatest president that ever lived. I'm already saying that. I'm not waiting. I'm saying that now.
You're going to see things that are amazing. You're going to see a lot of amazing things over the next 3 years for our country. And I'd like to talk more about the economic, because we have $18 trillion being spent. And no country's ever had anything like that. We have car plants pouring in from Mexico, Canada. They don't want to be there. There's no reason to be there because they want to sell to our market.
I love that. Yes. So thank you, President Trump. And then he said this. Check this out.
Come on. When's the first one coming? They said in 28. I said, I'm going to be here in 28. And maybe I'll be here in 32, too. I don't know. Maybe I will.
You hear the people screaming, yes, that's probably me, somebody just like me. Yes, we want you here in 32.
I'm going to be here in 28. And I'll tell you, I said, that's great because I'm going to be there at the dedication. They have been trying to get icebreakers for years and years. and no president was able to provide them with what. Come on, when's the first one coming? They said, in 28. I said, I'm going to be here in 28. Maybe I'll be here in 32, too. I don't know.
I love that. So, yeah, I thought that was kind of a funny little thing. Yeah. And then he said this just before I came on tonight. He said, they're getting rid of the scum. Check this out.
We're going to seek them out. We'll seek them out. We'll get rid of them. Okay. Because you have in every agency, you have scum. And certainly they did in the FBI and DOJ. But Todd Blanche is doing a fantastic job. Cash is doing a very good job. So we will prevail. I've been standing here a long time with you, many years, right? And they've been saying, I think it's it. I think he's trouble. Here I am, you know. It's a very constant situation. But I think you're going to find that we have great people in the FBI and we have great people in DOJ. Todd Blanche has really been doing a great job and a lot of things to come. We have a lot of things that are coming right now.
A lot of great things that are coming right now. Going to be great. How about that? Getting rid of the scum. Getting rid of the swamp. Scum is another word for swamp, really. Come on. Okay, today is the seventh week and the fourth day of the counting of the Omer. I'm just saying, Sunday is Pentecost. I'm ready. And he actually said, I didn't pull up this clip, but he said today something about that they had given him, you know, asked him to give him a little more time for Iran. And so it would probably be, you know, by early next week. Well, that takes us right to Pentecost. I'm just saying. So, yeah, getting rid of the scum. Okay, we'll watch and see. One day it will happen at the perfect moment, and it'll happen. But I would be happy for it to happen on Pentecost, the great, and the mass start awakening of humanity. Would that work for you? I'm thinking it. Yes, it would. All right. So here is. That was that. There's anything. Okay, I showed you that. I think that's it. I think that's everything I had to show you. I've gone over time as I always do. And I was. That's okay. I don't know if I talked really fast. If I do talk fast, you always remember, because there's so much I'm trying to tell you and trying to get it under an hour. So you can always back it off to like 0.75 and it'll probably be just the right speed. Okay, let's pray. Again, Lord, we thank you. We praise you that you are the King of the world. Nothing can stop what is coming because you have all this planned out. Lord, we rededicate our country to you, whether people like it or they don't like it. We are all in one united voice saying we want to be one nation under God and you to rule this world. We want your kingdom to come, your will to be done on this earth as it is in heaven. We want the children to be safe. We want for all this mayhem to stop. We want there to be no more wars. We want everyone to be well. We want there to be peace in every situation and for every just the fountains of blessing to flow in every nook and every cranny. I thank you for the Freedom Force Battalion and how they're just so wonderful and how you've just brought us together. Just what a wonderful group. Just, I love them to pieces and I know you do too. I just pray that you'll just continue to protect them and guide them, help them know that you're right beside them and just use us in a mighty way until we see this day come. And Lord, we're just waiting for this, this great Jubilee and the casting down of our enemies, just like you promised will happen. We thank you for your promises that are yay and amen, and that's why nothing can stop what is coming. We pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. I love you guys so much. I'm so glad that we got the chance to be together, and I will talk to you later.
Followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.